The year was 1889. Caroline Johnson and Charles Williamson were to be married in Vermont. Times were simpler back then. Caroline needed only $275 for her wedding trousseau and $55 for travel from Minnesota for the big day. When love calls, love answers. Charles sent Caroline $330. Today, in 2007, Charles would pay a bit more. Those in the wedding business report that the average cost of a wedding in the United States is $27,000. But those in the business would put the number high to generate additional hype for an already hypish day. I get that figure from a New York Times story about both a book on weddings and a bridal expo. A bridal expo is an event that showcases the many options for today's wedding couple with money to burn. The wedding dress, engagement gifts, and for the wedding, a $700 flower arrangement, a fancy portable toilet complete with rug, and a limousine with a horn that tastefully plays, "Here Comes the Bride." But after all that spending and all those down payments and all those contracts, what if the wedding doesn't happen after all? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what happened to Caroline Johnson and Charles Williamson. She decided that she didn't want to marry him after all. So he sued to get his $330 back. And he won. Here's what the court wrote. She received both sums for a specific purpose, and when she broke the engagement, the law raised a promise on her part to refund them. Even though wedding costs have risen and the doodads have become more elaborate, that's the way some courts of today view situations like the one between Caroline and Charles. Depending on the jurisdiction, courts will write that a gift given during an engagement is a conditional one, a gift that's conditioned upon the marriage itself occurring. So the money didn't officially transfer to Caroline until she married Charles, even though she had it in her possession. In Illinois, a law called the Breach of Promise to Marry Act allows an award for actual damages only, the money spent in contemplation of the wedding when an engagement ends. No punitive damages allowed. As for money spent on lining up people and things for the wedding itself, some courts across the United States have split the difference between the couple. But that's a newer trend, leading some commentators to complain that it's still mostly women and their families who are harmed financially when the groom gets cold feet. Which brings us right back to the bridal expo. The newspaper reported that vendors also sold insurance there. Wedding insurance to cover the costs of cancellation in the event of bad weather, death, or an illness. But lawyers who handle these engagement-gone-wrong cases shouldn't close up shop quite yet. The insurance agent explained that wedding insurance doesn't cover an engagement that ends due to change of heart. That would be too risky. I'm Amy Guida.